continue our series on living out the fruit of the Spirit in our everyday lives by discussing the concept of goodness. We hear the word good a lot, but do we really know what it means? We talk about what goodness looks like lived out and share why we struggle. We address our selfishness and get to the root of what our motivation needs to be to reflect true goodness. We wrap it up by sharing ways to cultivate goodness and some painful but necessary truths to embrace as we seek to live lives that bless others and reflect our good Father. Hi, I'm Becky, the host of the Girl on a Hill podcast, where we encourage you to stop hiding, start shining, and to be the woman you were created to be. You can download Girl on a Hill podcast on your favorite podcast app, such as Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, and Spotify. Thanks for listening, and now let's head to the hill. Hey, welcome to Girl on a Hill. I've got Jolene and Crystal with me today.
Hi.
We are continuing our Fruits of the Spirit series, and this one was hard. This one was really hard.
Yeah.
A lot of people lumped goodness in with kindness in my studying, so I had to work to separate them and to really try to understand what this is. We're going to get into it. So the word good, I think, is used so often in our day-to-day language that kind of like love, it's kind of lost its actual meaning.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, when you tell someone that you're doing good, what do you mean by that?
Positive impact. My legs haven't fallen off.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like if I was like, how are you doing today?
Oh,
like,
that kind of
good. Yeah. I'm like,
it's a flesh wound.
Jesus, what a pleasure. Yeah, I kind of usually mean it's everything went the way I wanted it to go today.
Oh, yeah.
Or
falling
I did
part too much.
Yeah. I'm not crying.
So. Not at this moment.
Yeah. Like there wasn't a lot of drama today.
Yeah.
That's kind of what we mean by our standards have really lowered.
They're pretty low.
Pretty low. You know, and then I thought we were all told as kids and teenagers by our parents constantly to be good.
That's accurate.
Yeah, it was like an admonishment or a warning.
Right.
A reminder. But what did our parents really mean?
Don't embarrass me.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't let me hear about it on the way home.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. I kind of thought, you know, like just make good choices.
Yeah.
Do the right thing. So I think most of us, based on those questions, mm-hmm. have defined good to mean not bad.
Fair.
Yeah.
Not terrible. Not.
Could be worse.
Pit of destruction, basically.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
But even if you are in that space, if it's a somebody you don't know, you're going to tell them you're fine.
Oh, yeah.
I'm good.
100%.
Good. No problem.
Yes. So now I do not approve of that definition that good means
not bad.
So goodness today we're talking about doesn't mean not badness. All right. Like, let's get that clear. Now, I'm going to tell you the dictionary definition only because I think it's terrible.
Okay.
It's awful. Mm-hmm. Bad job, dictionary. Bad, not good. Dictionary. The character and conduct that make you worthy of approval.
Oh,
I don't care for that.
That is a terrible.
Make you awful. Worthy of approval.
Worthy of
maybe.
Approval.
No.
Like, gross.
No.
Gross. No.
That's our problem, dictionary. You.
Yes. Let's blame it all on the dictionary.
Okay.
You yes. started this.
Yes. I no responsibility taken. Gotquestions.org. You know you gotta laugh when life is convicting. Virtue and holiness in action.
Okay.
Right.
Not in theory in our brain.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. In action. Christianity.com defined it as, they had two. First, energized. Mm-hmm. To act in a benevolent way.
Okay.
Mm. Energized to. Mm-hmm. Sometimes I will act in a nice way towards others. I didn't say that.
I'm hearing energized. That as like jazzed.
Yeah, like, yeah, I can't wait to do the food drive. Like, here's some soup. Okay.
Try not to laugh and wake up the baby, Becky.
I know,
sorry.
I'm sorry.
Sorry.
Oh, boy. Their second definition was, I like this, acting out God's love to others.
Okay.
That's,
I can get behind that. I'm not great at it, but I,
yeah.
In theory. Now, because nearly every site linked kindness and goodness together, I thought it was important to draw the comparison between the two. Now, they are linked, mm-hmm, but mm-hmm. It's important to understand that they are not quite the same thing. Mm-hmm. ORBCfamily.org said, goodness is an internal quality that we develop through our relationship with God. Important. Mm. It encompasses moral excellence, honesty, and righteousness. Kindness, on the other hand, is an outward expression of goodness, the practical ways in which we love others. Okay. So we talked last week about how kindness isn't just a one-time thing we do. It's who we are.
Yeah.
I think goodness goes even deeper and is maybe a precursor to kindness.
Right. That makes sense.
Yeah. And it's a tough one. I'm going to give you a list of what goodness looks like, and it's a brutal list.
Okay.
This is a list to try to live up to. I mean, it's tough. Kind. Okay. Mm-hmm. Forgiving. Chooses to live in peace with others. Mm. Chooses.
Yeah.
I heard that.
compassionate. Mm-hmm. Respectful. Mm. Selfless. Desires to obey God's word.
That's hard.
Yeah. Not because it isn't just obeys God's word.
Right.
Desires.
Yeah. Even the bits you don't like.
Yeah. And there's a lot of bits.
yeah.
Lots. Darn, love your neighbor as yourself. suffering compels you to action. But we're at, like, you can't see someone hurting and just sit there. Mm-hmm. I have to do something, say something. Mm-hmm. I don't think we do something very often. One is so hard, which is how I knew I needed to include it. Willingly accepts interruptions.
Oh. That's really hard. Uh-huh. I hate being interrupted. It's something I'm working on every day.
Well, yeah, you've got two little ones.
You're interrupted constantly.
I hate it. I love my kids. I hate. Yeah. I want to finish my task.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's rough. Mm-hmm. Faithful. Which, spoiler alert, we're gonna get to soon. Loves sacrificially. Mm-hmm. And I liked this last one a lot. Others are thankful for them.
Aww.
I want to be the person.
I
want to
be that.
Yeah.
I really want to be that person. Okay. So here, let's talk about why we struggle with goodness. You ready for this? Mm-hmm. Why we struggle? Because goodness is motivated by others, and we are motivated by self.
Oh.
Mm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I was convicted by this a lot as I studied. So I thought, even when I am thinking about other people, I'm often thinking about them in terms of how they affect me,
yeah,
or how their situation will affect me, or how their behavior is affecting me, or how their choices are going to make me look. Uh-huh. So am I really even thinking about them? No. Mm-hmm. Now,
I'm thinking it's those little birds in Finding Nemo that seagulls sing around.
Yeah.
Except they're saying me, 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 me.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now, this gets worse than me only thinking about me when I'm in a bad mood or hurting or tired or hungry or worried.
Uh-huh. So existing. Cool.
Yeah. She made worse. I gave myself generous. I said, so like 80% of the time I'm hyper-focused on Becky. It's probably more like 100.
Yeah.
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 Mm-hmm. How often are we truly motivated by doing what is best for other people? Motivated. Sometimes we'll do what's best for other people.
I mean, that's parenting, mm-hmm. in theory.
Yes.
But because you don't want them to whine, or you just want to go
want
to the
peace and quiet
bathroom by yourself, or eat the snack and not share it.
Yeah. Now, I'm going to make this a more convicting question.
Okay.
How often are you motivated by the good of other people that are not your immediate family?
So much less.
Mm-hmm. Because it's easier. I can feel good about that by thinking about my kids, too. Like, oh, yeah, I do what's good for my kid. Uh-huh. But then you're like, for the people at your church, for the people in the library, okay. for your child's teachers. Grumpy sounds. Yeah. We're motivated by doing what's best for me or what's easiest for me.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Or what makes me the happiest. Mm-hmm. We'll hit on this later, but if we're doing a positive thing that's entirely driven by selfishness, can we really call that goodness?
No.
No, we can't.
Goodness is a quality direct from God.
You know, I felt better about this word prior to starting.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I told you this too. This has been the toughest one. It was like,
oh, man.
Well, because this one's not cutesy. Like, this is God. Mm-hmm. Like, it's a lot to live up to. It's a lot to live out.
Yeah.
Like, this is God's character. It's his nature. He's never motivated by self. Yeah. Never once. I'm going to sneak in a truth right here related to this. The tree doesn't grow fruit for itself.
Oh, it doesn't.
Uh-uh.
Thank you, trees.
I know. Isn't that like the simplest metaphor that we should have probably caught on to before now? It's like, oh, crud. Oh. It's for other people.
Yeah.
The tree's just kind of there. Uh-huh. Yep. Goodness is not a fruit for you. It's for others. And goodness results in a life motivated by the desire to be a blessing. I like that. In theory, that sounds great.
It sounds fantastic.
I want to be a blessing, of course.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Make me feel good about myself.
Oh, the tree. Darn tree. Why we struggle, number two. True goodness doesn't seek or need acknowledgement or reward.
Yeah, it's true. It's hard.
It's so hard. And because I thought these things go so far back.
Yeah.
And they get ingrained back in childhood. We behave for the treat. Mm-hmm. We do the action because we get the sticker. For the praise, right. And then we don't ever outgrow it.
Right. Yeah.
Because, I mean, it transitions from, like, yes, like, the potty chart, the behavior chart, to your report card, and then you become an adult, and it's like, where's the praise and the recognition? Like, you don't get it. Nobody's there. Mm-hmm. But I think we still are all acting like we want someone to show up at our door with the award.
You made a dinner that everyone wanted to eat. And enough for leftovers. Here's a sticker.
Yeah, I wish.
Yeah, I like stickers.
I thought I could get on board with the good mom chart. Yes. I could. And if I get 20, I get a new shirt at Target.
Yeah.
Goodness, however, is motivated out of a life and a heart that has been changed by God, not out of people's approval or them going, yay, you're amazing.
Yeah. You earned your 20 stickers.
Yeah. Okay. Here we go. Why we struggle, number three. You can't shortcut goodness.
Yep.
You just can't. I said in kindness that it's not a one-time thing. It's who you are. But kindness is an expression of your goodness. And I think it's easier to do something kind than to simply be good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's way easier to do a kind action than to be a good person. Goodness is a deep down in your soul character thing. It's about desire and motivation and complete willingness that cannot be forced or coerced. Mm. You have to want to be good, and it often takes time.
Mm. Right.
You know, like, it interrupts and disrupts, and it changes us. I mean, think about that. Any love relationship is a disruption of, like, mass proportion.
Right.
Mm. It changes everything. And then you have to, your life has to be about not just you anymore. It has to be about the other person too. And you know, there's no easy button or cheater code or shortcake that you can take to love people and live out the love of God.
Did you just say shortcake?
Maybe I did. Maybe I want some shortcake.
That's that sounds great. Man, I'm just like making a cake for somebody.
Hey.
Hey.
If that motivates you, do you like to show God's goodness to me, Crystal?
Well, I immediately thought about myself and shortcake, so I'm not going to say.
I would like some shortcake.
Yeah.
Okay, we're hungry. Okay, I'm sorry in advance for this one. Okay, this one, goodness, like I said, this is tough, and there's no, like, cutesying this
you
one around.
Are being kind by telling this us. Is just I need, like, to change my tone of voice.
This is Christian character. Like, this is hard truth
but we all say that we're good. Yeah, I'm a good person.
Oh yeah, everybody I thinks
mean,
that
like, you
all...
mean you haven't murdered someone. That's what
yeah pretty much.
Maybe even they would say they're a good person.
Yeah, because I did it for the right reason,
right? So yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, like, we all do it.
Oh yeah,
so like this,
we all think we're a good person.
When you hear this word, it just seems like
it doesn't mean anything anymore.
I'm good enough, and now you're telling me
Mm-mm-mm.
Okay,
this one is this one's hard. we struggle to be good because we think we know better.
Ooh, yes, that's for sure.
That, yeah.
Yeah. At the very least, we think our way isn't that bad.
Yeah. It'll do. It'll do.
Mm-hmm. Here are some things you might hear yourself say. This one choice isn't really wrong.
Right.
The Bible doesn't specifically say I can't do this. Huh, never mind that it wasn't invented 2,000 years ago. But people are just being overly protective or overly pious in believing that this thing isn't okay. Do you like how I'm putting on my Karen voice? Everybody else does it, so it's fine. Yeah. Culture has moved forward. Okay? We're really, really good at justifying stuff.
Oh,
it's something we want to do.
Yeah, it doesn't sound peaceful, though. That sounds like...
Those are aggressive, like, gross things. Yeah. It was easy to say them in that snotty voice, but that's how we say them.
Well, yeah.
Yes. Another more brutally honest way to say this one is... We like sin.
Yeah.
We do.
We genuinely like it.
We don't acknowledge it like that, but I mean.
We like doing it. Mm-hmm. Or we would stop. Yeah, Jolene has a face. Well, she always has a face, to be clear.
Yes. No, I was thinking, I think in pictures a lot, and my youngest niece was just out of toddlerhood, and we had my brother-in-law's laptop on the stairs, and I don't know why it was, she might have moved there, but the point is she wanted to jump on it. Mm. And I said, you cannot do that. And she looked at me sweetly, and she's so cute, but I want to. Uh-huh. Say, honey, that will break it. That's not okay. Mm-hmm. It's dangerous. It's not good. I said, no, but I want to.
Yeah.
But I want to.
And that's us.
And that is exactly us. Like, uh-huh. Why would a person want to jump on a laptop and we do just uh-huh. as silly of
but
thing.
I uh-huh. want
I want to.
I want to.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you to your niece. She is uh-huh. accurate.
Yeah, she is very accurate. It is a real, real struggle. Yeah. It always has been. Go back and read Romans 7, where Paul is lamenting how hard it is to do the good he wants to do. But he, again, rudely points out, it's because he is a slave to sin, as are you, as am I.
Mm. Paul. Uh-huh. That's a lot of words.
Sin really controls us.
Yeah.
Makes it real hard.
We don't think about it, though. I think it's because we've normalized it.
Yes. And because it's not murder.
That is a really, really poor line.
The line is everything but murder.
Well, it didn't hurt. I didn't. Physically hurt anybody today.
Yeah. I mean, I really think we think about sin now as in terms of like the biggies. Like, well, I didn't rob a bank. So.
Right.
Well. Yeah. Are you the office gossip? Like, you watching the show with a ton of nudity? All right. Yeah. We like sin. This one is another one of those like Christian-y justification ugly things that's part of our culture. So I'm going to talk about it.
All right.
Okay. Goodness has to be both. This will make sense in a minute. But it's an inner issue, an outer issue. It's an integrity issue. Mm. Has to change both. Mm. IBelieve.com had this idea, and I really liked it because I see both sides of this coin in Christian church culture. Either we're really good at practicing goodness by doing stuff like volunteering or attending church regularly, or being friendly and generous, but then we cling to sin. Like, we do the really good things, but then we really love our sin. Or we cling to our pious behavior and say, I never drink. I never swear.
Thank you, Pharisees.
But we don't show love to anybody or crack our Bible open. Mm-hmm. And goodness has to be about embracing what is right, doing what is right, and rejecting what is harmful. Faith Lafayette pointed out that biblical goodness affects both the inner and the outer man. Mm-hmm. It's both. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think we all kind of sometimes lean one way or the other.
Yeah.
I am so good. But then you're not really doing anything good. Uh-huh. Or you do the good things, but you're living this way. Yeah. It's rough. Has to be both. Sorry. Not sorry. All right. Ways to cultivate.
Okay.
You want to know this? All right.
Well, we're gonna. We need it.
So true.
We need it.
Help somebody when it doesn't benefit you at all.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Mm-hmm.
do it just because it's the right thing to do. But more than that, do it because it will bless the other person. Just try to look at it completely like this is going to change their day.
Right.
Their moment. I'm going to help them. Help them when it's not going to help you. Mm. Okay. Number two. Store it up. Matthew 12:35 says a good man brings good things out of the good stored up in him. Mm. You can only stockpile what you put in. Dr. Steve Vyers asked a very convicting question on his church blog. Is the music you listen to, the shows you watch, the company you keep, the inner monologue you run, are those things making it easier or more difficult to think good thoughts, to do good things?
Not wrong.
Mm-hmm. We don't like to think about it. Uh-uh. That's another justification thing. But fill up your life, your time, your heart, and your mind with good, positive, encouraging things that speak the truth.
Yeah.
Mm. Okay. I haven't told you to watch your inputs in a while.
I was like, that's a tough one. Yeah.
It is a tough one. And it,
just a show.
Yeah, it's just a playlist.
I mean, we don't even have to like justify really anymore.
Oh no. Oh no.
We've been good at that.
Yes, we have. Yes, we have. All right. I like this one. Look for God's goodness. Okay, crosswalk.com suggested looking for God's goodness in these places. In nature, we forget that nature reflects who our God is. Like, and that's one we can all get behind. Mm-hmm. I like this. In the people around you. Mm-hmm. Look for how he's like growing and changing and working in your friend's life.
Right.
Sometimes it's easier to see that than in your own when you're.
Yeah, right.
Especially in your, as Crystal would probably say, in a season of growth.
Mm.
Where it all feels like garbage, but. And in the way he's answering your prayers.
Mm.
Okay. And this one. Ask for the chance. I was struck by something I wrote earlier, that goodness results in a life motivated by the desire to be a blessing. And I thought, well, that's something I can pray for. God, give me the opportunity to be a blessing today.
Huh. I'm going to add the desire.
That's harder.
That's why I said it.
Yeah. That's brave.
I know. Can you help me with that?
I don't know if I've ever asked that before.
Seriously.
Yeah, that is.
And if you're listening, help.
That's good.
Yeah.
You know, and then don't just pray it. But David always says, pray and expect that God will listen. And, you know, and then watch for the opportunity and then take it.
Mm-hmm.
Don't say no.
Ooh. Getting a little nervous, guys. I think I just started to sweat a little.
Mm-hmm. Podcast room is hot.
It is hot, but yeah.
All right, I'm going to hit you with truths.
Okay.
They're not nice truths.
I know. Okay. I love
but
you.
They're truths.
They're not truths like cheese tastes good.
And it's not kind an opinion to tell us these truths so we can grow.
Okay, it is kind. Here we go. The action isn't the whole thing.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay. I think we can all remember a time when we did the right thing with the worst attitude.
Yep.
Or for the entirely wrong reason.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
That makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And I think a good portion of the time, sometimes we're doing the right thing for the wrong reasons. And it's easy to justify because we did the thing.
Right.
Did the thing on the
list.
Did
it.
Ah.
Now, it's easier to see this flawed way of thinking as a parent.
Right.
Not that this describes any of my children. But as a parent, you can ask your child to do the chore. Mm-hmm. And yes, they may do the chore, but it hits different when they're grumbling the entire time or slamming things around. Like, did they do the thing? Yes. Did they do it the right way? No. Did their action reflect goodness? No.
But we do this as grownups.
Oh,
too.
Every blessed day.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I do the right thing.
Right.
Not with the right attitude.
And maybe we don't grumble out loud.
Oh, in my head.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
My words in my head are rated quite a bit differently than the words that come out of my mouth.
My face does things.
Mm-hmm.
I've been told.
Yeah. We do not like this truth because behavior modification is so much easier than actually working on changing our heart or our attitude.
Right.
I can do all the things. I can do the checklist. I'm great at that. But asking me to do them for the right reason with the right heart and mindset is a whole other animal.
It's a gross thing to pray about, and I'm probably going to have to do it.
Isn't it hard? This is hard. This is Christian discipleship. Yeah. Sorry. I'm not. Sorry. I don't want to do it either. But.
I know.
Yep. Okay, here we go. Number two, truth. If you're striving, you're doing it wrong. Do you just love stepping in this ring every week?
Sometimes, you know, like I'm like, okay, I'm going to expect. No, all the time. I don't expect what
I'm going to say. Yes, yeah.
All the time.
I have wrestled with the word striving my whole life.
Mm-hmm. I like striving, Becky. It makes sense.
Yeah, it does. It's an epic struggle to achieve something. And when I think about striving for goodness, I think about being motivated by approval. Uh-huh. By building that resume to prove my worth.
Uh-huh. Saying you showed up and you added, you contributed.
Yes. Or I even think about it as like earning God's love.
Yeah.
Earning my points to get my prayers answered. That's totally untrue, garbage lies. Yeah. But my brain works that way because I'm still motivated by the sticker chart.
Yeah.
You know?
Right. We haven't grown out of the sticker chart yet.
No. And there's not a cosmic sticker chart.
No.
There's not. But when we're striving to do good, you're motivated by yourself again.
Right.
You're not motivated by other people. Uh-huh. We do not love others and seek to bless their lives to prove what a great person we are. Mm. We don't do it to earn God's love because that's a gift freely given and you already have it. Instead, we do good and live a life that blesses others because our life has been changed by God and we can't help but live out his love. Mm. That's why. So if you're striving, you're doing it wrong. Okay, you ready?
Ready or not, here you go.
This one we can get behind this. If you want to be good, you have to know what is good. Mm. And to know what is good, you have to know God. Mm. This is a tough one even for many Christians, even for many committed Christians, because we can't just know about God. We have to know God.
Right. Mm-hmm.
I was thinking, you know, I can know a giant list of facts about any given person
right.
and not know them at all.
Right.
Hmm.
But we have to know him because he is goodness. Every good and perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of lights, who does not change like shifting shadows. Every good thing is from God because God is good. Right. So you need to get to know him like a person, understand his character, who he is, how he loves. Mm-hmm. This is rough, the quote I'm about to say.
Okay.
Faith Lafayette Church said this. What we don't recognize or appreciate about God, we will never have reason or power to cultivate in ourselves.
Mm-hmm. Can you read it again?
Yeah. What we don't recognize or appreciate about God, we will never have reason or power to cultivate in ourselves. Mm. Yeah, it's rough. This next part is, I think, more convicting and something I know a lot of people wrestle with because things happen that we don't like.
Yeah.
That seem decidedly ungood to us. So when I say this and it hurts, know that I get it. Doesn't change the truth, but just know that I understand. Mm-hmm. Here we go. Until you and I have concluded in our hearts, without a shadow of a doubt, that God is good, and have found ways to concentrate on that fact and rejoice in that fact, we will never be motivated to grow in biblical goodness ourselves. Mm. We have to know beyond a shadow of a doubt God is good and celebrate that goodness.
Right.
Sometimes that's hard. Sometimes it's hard to accept that God is good because bad junk happens.
Yeah.
It's hard. I get it. All right. Now, this is another way to cultivate goodness that I snuck in here, and it's the most important way. Get to know God. Read the word. Truly read it. Don't just skim it. Don't find the shortest devotional plan on YouVersion. Oh, I only read one verse a day. Cha-ching. No, don't do that. Study the word. Take notes. Pray over it. Pray, period.
Yeah.
And when you listen and listen when you pray.
Right.
Ask questions of believers who are further along than you. Pay attention during church. But I put this, pursue your relationship with God the way you pursued your first love. Mm-hmm. Pursue them. You want to be near when you're first, you want to be near them all the time. You want to know all about them. Do that with God. Yeah. All right. Last truth. We do good to reflect the ultimate good. Mm. There is a divine purpose in the Spirit nurturing God's goodness in us. And that is so we might show the people around us who God is, how he loves, and how he's changed us. Mm. Right? You know, I see that Now, I hear the Newsboys song, but of course, it's the verse. You know, we do good so that others might see our good deeds and glorify our Father in heaven. But that has to be our why. Like, and that changes things a little bit. Like, oh, the way I treat you actually does affect how you see God. I might be the only piece of God you see today. Mm-hmm. So I better make sure I'm doing my job as an ambassador. It's a lot. This is a tough one. And I expected, like you, Crystal, that these last two, that kindness and goodness would be easy.
Yeah.
Like, oh, yeah, treating people nice. Yay. No, they're hard. They're like, oh, you have to love genuinely and you have to change and you have to nurture this relationship
and be motivated.
Mm. Oh, seek to bless others, not yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're growing.
We are growing.
On this hill.
Yeah.
We are growing. It's painful. It's not fun, but we're doing it. We're doing the thing. Oh, we hope you're growing too. Oh, and I wanted to give a shout out. I saw this week some, you know, Spotify Wrapped comes out and they kind of show people on Spotify like your top music artist you listen to and blah, blah, blah. And I saw a couple people post Girl on a Hill stats.
Aww.
And like that they were in our, one was like a top 5 listener, one was a top 20 listener. I was like, hey.
Nice.
So thank you for doing that. That's pretty cool. We love you. We appreciate you listening. That really means a lot to us. All right. We have got 3 more in this series.
Wow.
It's going to close out the year. It's going to close out 2023.
It's a good way to close out the year.
It is. Yeah. It really is. Let's do this.
Because
let's grow.
Because if we don't know about, like, we have to understand these things. Otherwise, how are you going to grow in them?
Exactly. How are you going to make those hard prayer requests to ask God to
let him, right?
So that we do it. Let him work in you. All right. We love you. We'll be back next week. Have a great one, guys.
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to the Girl on a Hill podcast. Please help us out by sharing the podcast with your friends, connecting with us on social media, and leaving a review on Apple Podcast. We're here to climb the hill with you as we all work to stop hiding, start shining, and be the women we were created to be. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you next week.